Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi there, and welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Gregor. Thanks for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment via Zoom is David Fisher, Executive Director for Tacoma Arts Live. Good morning.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on. Join us as we look at the issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. So the global pandemic has taken its toll on a variety of businesses we hear a lot about, often those where people gather together and enjoy something. They're having the toughest challenges around that, navigating, trying to find their way through these tough times. But when it comes to the arts, where do we stand on that now and looking to the future? Let's find out what that looks like for Tacoma specifically. Let's just start with some basics here. How about just a rundown of what Tacoma Arts Live is?
Sure. Well, we are the largest performing arts center between Portland and Seattle, and we're serving about 500,000 people a year. We're about a $7 million a year agency, I will say pre-COVID. Who knows what that's going to turn into as we evolve here. And we do a wide variety of work, really three pillars of service. One, bring great performances to the people of Western Washington. Focus on education and education through the arts with some really important components to that that I'd love to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then energizing downtown Tacoma and serving the greater performing arts sector. So those are the sort of three things that we work on.
How did it come to be? How did the organization get started?
Well, it began with the renewal and the saving of the Pantages Theater in 1979. So this is a grand dom of a theater built in 1918. It was built as a vaudeville hall. Then as vaudeville died out and movies through Al Jolson and the Jazz Singer emerged in the late 20s, studio bought the theater, became RKO owned, and then continued as a movie theater all the way into the 1970s. In fact, ran the longest string of Star Wars screenings in the United States. So, but by that time, downtown Tacoma, with the very similar to Seattle, with the evacuation of retail, moving to malls and things like that, downtown needed an anchor. And there was a lot of concern that this great building would be torn down. So a group of citizens got together to save it. And out of that emerged our organization. And then we further helped save the Rialto Theater, which is just up the street, and Theater on the Square, which is a contemporary building built in 1993. And then since then, we've also brought the historic Tacoma Armory into our portfolio.
It's interesting that you say that the Pantages was built in 1918, and I can't help but draw a parallel to the idea that it was opening in the time of a pandemic.
You could look at the 1918-19 pandemic and see that that wasn't particularly well managed either. And we managed to survive that. Yeah. And so did vaudeville, so did the performing arts and people convening together. So we're really hopeful as we're beginning to come out of this.
How'd you get involved? I can tell by the way you speak, you have some sort of performance background. It sounds like you could.
Well, so guilty as charged. I began as an actor in my childhood, actually, and continue to work as an actor for about 15, 16 years, and then moved into directing, producing, and finally arts administration. So I've been at it all of my life. I came to Tacoma in 1994 to be the producing artistic director of a small regional theater, Tacoma Little Theater, and was there for a few years. And then was invited to become deputy executive director at the Pantages, the downtown theater corps that I'm now the executive of. And in between my tenure as deputy and coming back in 2006, I was 6 years in Santa Rosa, California, running a very large performing arts center there as well. So
now you've sort of touched on the different areas of art that are all under your umbrella. There's a wide range of things from stage performance to ballet and to music. But I'm really curious about something you mentioned just a moment ago with the education. That's a huge component.
Yes, you are absolutely right, Gregor. We create an umbrella under which many different nonprofits are supported. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, symphony, ballet, opera, youth symphony, Puget Sound Revels, the Tacoma School of the Arts, Tacoma Youth Symphony, the Northwest Sinfonietta. So a lot of different nonprofits are working. We help them and help energize their work and the work in the theaters. And then to zero in on education, we have one of the largest education programs in the Western United States. We're serving about 50,000 students, teachers, and parents, about 12 different school districts that we engage with every year. And we take a very particular approach. To focus on social justice and social emotional learning. And so through social justice, we have a program where we have commissioned plays over the last decade on particular moments in civil rights history. And we have put those together, rehearsed them from the ground up, and put them out on tour every year to go to schools. And that's a really important part of what we do. And it's helping teach students that we have to stand up for each other. And then through our social emotional learning, we have a program that we call LENS, which stands for Learning, Empathy, Negotiation, and Self. And that program is in a number of school districts, teaching kids how to open up to each other, how to ground who they are and how they think about themselves, and be confident in relationship-based person out in the world. And then we also have great programs in education for art's sake. So we do teach acting, singing, dancing, and music as well.
What are we, when we're talking about the arts, like it seems like they're so important because I'm in the arts, but what does it really mean to the average citizen if you can boil that down?
Well, above and beyond everything we've been talking about regarding our emotional impact and our human connectivity, it is an important part of economics in the United States. Arts and culture represents 4% of GDP. That's $880 billion a year.
Wow.
That is more than agriculture. That is more than aerospace as a sector of our economy. And it is therefore really important to keep in mind, this is something worth investing in. This is something to energize your representatives and get them to pass a stimulus program so that we can stay strong, just like every other business sector.
Our guest today is David Fisher, Executive Director for Tacoma Arts Live. How does uniting all those things under that one umbrella benefit everyone better?
Well, I have spent my life believing that the arts, and particularly the performing arts, when we come together in a theater and sit elbow to elbow next to strangers, and an artist stands out on stage and they invite us into their world and their way of seeing things, that is engaging empathy in that audience, a sense of understanding. And seeing that the people who are outside of our day-to-day lives are not aliens, they're not others, you know, they are human beings. And I think that exercise of empathy, that muscle that sadly goes so underutilized, is really important. And I think that's what the arts do. It creates greater understanding and connection within our communities.
Oh my God, so that makes me worry then in turn a little bit that if we're not even more so right now exercising that empathy muscle, as you say, that our culture stands to really lose out from these last 6 months and then however much longer we go of pandemic.
Sadly, you can see that everywhere you turn. It's difficult in the media to see the dialogue. It's difficult on social media to see and how it shows up in our day-to-day lives that we have become tribal and pushed each other so far out of our own tribes and really not interested in understanding. I think personally that we are in a social emotional health crisis and it's been exacerbated by the pandemic. And I think that one of the pathways for healing is through the performing arts, through the visual arts, and bringing people together to open up ourselves, to open up that sense of understanding. And we better get to it as soon as possible.
So while the losses are starting to mount, you have to keep plugging away to figure out ways to get people connected to art before we can actually see live art together. What are you doing for that? And what do you need to see keep happening in order to keep us moving?
Well, we have, like so many performing arts agencies, have been doing a lot of online streaming. It has been a way to stay connected. And I am grateful for the system and the technology, but it is not a replacement for the ethereal nature of that performance. But we have been doing a lot of educational services online. We've been doing a lot of adult streaming of content online, everything you can imagine. We have four programs coming up that we're actually doing in partnership with Cal Poly Arts in San Luis Obispo, California, Luther Burbank Center in Santa Rosa, California, and Tacoma Arts Live in Tacoma. And we're collaborating to bring a streaming program with Karamo Brown, Lila Downs, the great Latinx artist, Latino brilliant woman, Rhiannon Giddens, who's an amazing roots artist and MacArthur Genius Award winner. And then we'll do a holiday program with the leaders of Pink Martini, Thomas Lauderdale, and China Forbes. So we've got some fun programs coming, and all of these are either free or extremely accessible price-wise, so that people can learn about that at tacomaartslive.org.
So we're not buying tickets right now to go to shows. Is there something else we can do to help out?
Well, we actually are offering a steep discount for future tickets. So people can come, and we're calling it the Flex Pass, and they can get a tremendous discount. We hold those dollars separate in a trust fund that we are protecting. And it's an opportunity for people to continue to engage with us, continue to invest with us, and help us be ready when the flag is dropped and we're able to get back into the theaters so that we can not have to start from a dead stop. And we're finding a lot of people are supporting us in that way. Plus, we have a membership program, and so a lot of these services are free to members, and we invite people to come on and support Tacoma Arts Live as a member.
You make it all sound really incredible and like we need to really get in and get back to seeing the arts live again. But in the meantime, TacomaArtsLive.org. Maybe you can help do your part to keep your community art programs strong and vibrant in the future once we get through this. David Fisher, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.